Richie Riley, our guest here on WNSP. All right, hypothetical, Richie. You are Uncle Drew. Are you signing with the Lakers or the Nets, sir?
I would go to the Lakers if I was him to try to increase his legacy, because he's in Brooklyn. I think he's just got that type of personality where he's not really made to be the guy, the leader. Not from a skill standpoint or a talent standpoint. I just think, you know, mentally who he is, his makeup, he's a great Robin. Like, he's great at that. He saw that in Cleveland. I think he wanted to be Batman. And, you know, he went and did that with the Celtics. And now I think that, you know, his best strategical move to me for his, you know, legacy of his career would be to go to L.A. and win a few championships, as many as possible. And then, you know, he gets put up there as one of the greats.
Speaking of Uncle Drew, true story. Last night I had to bring my youngest Steven over to a basketball game in Pensacola. They play in a league over there. And there's an older referee, an older gentleman, white hair. We call him Uncle Drew because he looks like Uncle Drew. But something I questioned him politely about a specific call last night. And he looked up at me, and I swear, Richie, he's a little cross-eyed. So not only is the guy really, really old, but the referee apparently has some issues seeing on the court. It was a great combination for an official.
Richie, getting back to Kyrie. So let's just say, sake of argument, he goes to the Lakers. Why? I mean, didn't he have basically, he didn't want to play with LeBron, which is the reason he left Cleveland?
Yeah, he had the deal this year where he admitted that, you know, that there was some mistakes on his part. You know, and that showed some maturity. I think it, you know, brought that relationship back together with LeBron, because when he left, he kind of put it on LeBron and acted like he wanted to get out of there, and he admitted some of his mistakes. I just think he's that type of player. I mean, he's an elite player in the NBA, but when you have to be the guy, all eyes are on you all the time, all the scrutiny is on you all the time, and then you're looked to as a leader on the team, it's a lot for some guys. And some guys, you know, their makeup isn't that. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I think LeBron is the best player in the league. And a lot of people are off his bandwagon right now with that, because he's getting a little older. But he takes on more scrutiny. He's got more pressure. Every single thing he does is under a microscope on the court. And he weathers it every year. You know, last year was a down year for him, according to everybody. And he averaged like 28, 8, and 7. You know, I think a lot of guys would take that as a down year.
The fact that Kevin Durant or people close to him have sold his Malibu beachfront home for over, what, $12 million, is that an indication that he's gone from the West Coast and is looking to either, again, the Nets or the Knicks?
It feels like he's gone to me. Somebody was talking about that because Kyrie sold the house. I think somebody's got it, and I told somebody, they can sell the house they want. Like, these dudes are multimillionaires. I mean, they can sell this one, buy another in Malibu, and, you know, the next day, and it's so, but I do think it's trending that way. I think that with the whole Achilles deal, and there's a problem there. I think he's frustrated with something that happened in the evaluation of his injury, and I just think, you know, he did what he came there to do. He got a couple championships under his belt, and now he wants to go off, I think, and, you know, use this year to get healthy and then try to put together a team that where he can win a championship and it's his team, you know, versus the Warriors are always going to be Steph's team, you know, no matter what. So I think he wants to do it, you know, on his own team, whether it's the Knicks or Brooklyn, or I think the Clippers could be a dark horse too.
Oh, boy, bring him with Kawhi, maybe.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility. I don't know if Kawhi wants that, though. He's kind of a lone wolf, man. I think Kawhi takes a lot of pride in, you know, doing more with less. And, you know, I think if Kawhi, I was talking about this, if Kawhi goes to the Clippers, even if the Clippers don't bring in anybody else and keep everybody they have, I mean, they're a contender. I mean, they've got the makeup of a team that's really good to play with him. A lot of tough guys, some shot makers, really good pieces. You know, they just need that centerpiece, you know, one of the best players in the league, and that's Kawhi.
Jags basketball coach Richie Riley. We fly around the handle. All right, assuming you have the University of Mobile on your basketball schedule next year, assuming, I don't know, I haven't seen your schedule. Prior to the game, if you're playing them, if you and their new coach, Darnell Archie, have a free throw shooting contest, who wins?
No, I'm getting destroyed. I'm glad that the game will not be decided on who's the best free throw shooter between me and Coach Archie. We'd be in bad shape. I remember watching him play. I used to tell him that when I would see him on the road. He was a heck of a player, great free throw shooter, great shooter, just a really good player. I'm happy for him, too, because I know that he enjoyed his time in Mobile. And to be able to get his family back here and be a head coach is awesome. I think he'll do a really good job. And we do play them. We play Spring Hill and Mobile every single year as long as they want to play. I think it's important for the city of Mobile and, you know, just our fan base and their fan base. I think we need to play those guys every single year. I think it's, you know, it's a great game, two games to have.
So if he takes you at the free throw line, where do you get the advantage in this hypothetical contest?
I don't know. I hope my team gives me a great advantage when we play them.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you and him. Mano y mano.
I wasn't a very good player. We're going to have to play something else. I mean, that dude could really play. When I was 8 years old, I asked for a dry erase board. At that time, I made a conscious decision that I wanted to be a basketball coach. Now, I was an all-state basketball player. I think I scored about 1,600, 1,700 points. And, you know, I walked on to Eastern Kentucky. So I was, you know, I was a good little high school player or whatever, and a fine walk-on. But, you know, I never strayed from wanting to be a coach. So that's my craft. You know, a lot of these coaches, they always talk about how good they were and they're still good and this. I don't ever do that. I tell our guys, man, if you're not better than I was, then we're in trouble. We're not going to win many games. So I take my pride in coaching. Now, I am an elite cornhole player. Some people call it bags. And I am really good at that. So any coach in the country right now, I'll play them in cornhole, and I feel like I belong and have a great chance to win.
Richie Riley joining us this morning. November 12th, is that true that you're going to face Auburn at the Mitchell Center on that day? Is that report came out. Does that look like what it's going to be?
Yeah, I think so. As far as I know, that's what it is. We're excited about it. You know, Coach Pearl doing that, I've said it on here before, is – you know, it's big time. That's what type of guy he is. He really cares about the state of basketball in Alabama. And not only is he upgrading that with what he's done, taking his team to the Final Four and create an elite program, but he's helping, you know, South Alabama, UAB. He's getting out and playing us and giving us a, you know, a platform and a stage to play an elite team in the country on our home court. And, you know, it takes courage to do that. I told him that when I talked to him a couple weeks ago. It takes a lot of courage. A lot of people won't do that. And I really appreciate it. It's going to be an awesome environment. And, you know, let me say this while I got some radio time. Like I said, a lot of people listen to the show. I get called all the time about it, so I know there's some people listening. On November 12th, it's not going to be real hard to get a lot of people in here. Now, hopefully we get more people than them. That's the goal. But we need you, Southern Miss, to open the season. We open the season with Southern Miss, I think it's November 6th or 7th, something. It'll be out soon. We need you that one, too. That's the first one, Conference USA opponent, a rivalry game a little bit. And it's our first one. Come out and watch us in that one. Come out and watch us in that one. And, you know, so that way when you show up for Auburn, there'll be a lot of people here for Auburn, then you'll know our team and you'll have some excitement. So I really want to start advertising that game, too.
And, of course, at halftime, you and Bruce Pearl cornhole from half court.
Now I could do that. I could do that. Me and BP, cornhole, whoever wins gets 10 points added to the scoreboard. Let's see if we can get the NCAA to set that up.